this man calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. I'm riding on a midnight train, but everybody took me the same.
Okay, here we are. This is CITR Radio. My name is Matt, and joining you again this week for Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, broadcast here from UBC, University of British Columbia. Thanks so much to the station for everything that they do to promote the arts in this country, in this city of Vancouver. So many extraordinary events happening every weekend now, I mean, through into the summer. Just announces the Cazzolano Festival that is on 4th Avenue. Great lineup there. This weekend, something very special for lovers of Mexican culture. There is the Mariachi Festival is happening. It's Canada's only official Mariachi Festival. And we have a special interview with Alex Alegria. He is the founder of the Mariachi Festival. Mariachi, of course, being the indigenous music of Mexico, which is it's definitely in the public consciousness everywhere. When you think of Mexico, you really do think of this great music and the beautiful costumes, of course, too, and the large brimmed hats. But there's a great depth of history to mariachi music and the indigenous culture where it comes from. So today, Alex will be telling us a little bit about where mariachi music had its origins, and also what folks can expect here in Vancouver at the Vogue Theatre tomorrow for the latest installment of the Vancouver International Mariachi Festival. So that's coming up after 6:30. First up, let's get into the older music, as I always do. I'm a creature of habits, and I like to dig into the archives and play some music you may not have heard from Australia and locally. So I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to revisit a band, a real favorite of mine, called The Mark of Cain. A very, very intense, heavy band featuring... This is music, if you can imagine in your mind, music made by two brothers who are both engineers, very straight-shooting guys with a love of Joy Division, Black Flag, Helmet, very, very intense heavy music. They are from a small city called Adelaide in South Australia. They just live and breathe this kind of music with a hell of a lot of intensity and integrity. They don't do a lot of recording or touring, even though they've been a band for 27 years. They have day jobs as engineers, military engineers. And you can really pick that up in the music, because they use a lot of military metaphors for describing the plight of the lone existentialist living in our society, which is less than ideal. Henry Rollins became a huge fan of this band, and he produced the record that I'm just about to feature a couple of tracks from. It came out in 1995 and was called Ill at Ease. And Henry did a great job of producing. It's definitely down his alley, the perfect guy to produce this type of music. I want to play for you a couple of tracks, including my favorite finishes up the album, called LMA. It's beautiful, very heavy but beautiful, intense track related to a female friend who died of a heroin overdose, a female friend of the singer John Scott. Anyway, I got to thinking about this band because thanks to Chris Bassaraba at Bass One Guitars, who does some great work. He's a luthier here in Vancouver. We've interviewed him before. And I dropped off a shell of a guitar that I picked up at a used secondhand store, like a used clothing store, an op shop. And Chris was able to install some pickups and polish it up and get this guitar playing well. And I know Chris has a good real love of punk and hardcore. He's been here in the city for quite some time, and he's been educating me a little bit about some of the punk and hardcore that's come out of this country, this city specifically, Vancouver. So anyway, I lent Chris today a copy of this record because it's quite a classic, The Mark of Cain, Ill at Ease. And then I'm going to play for you a track from Spark Marker, a band that Chris recommended to me. And I actually found an old Live at Thunderbird Radio Hell CD from 1991 recorded here live at CITR Radio, Spark Marker. So we'll get to that. After that, too, I'm going to play the Smugglers and the Evaporators. Okay, very special stuff today. Anyway, let's start out hard and heavy now. This is called The Mark of Cain is the band. The record is Ill at Ease, came out in 1995. Get ready to be pummeled by some very intense music made by some crew cut wearing Australian military engineers. This is CITR Radio. Oh, just queuing up here. I'm getting used to that. We have a new system here, by the way, called Sam. Hello, Sam. I'm getting acquainted with you today here in the studio. Here we go. This should work now.
Thank you. pretender. It could have been almost anything. Everything turned on the head of a pin. Like a soul is no longer intact. The city streets no longer there. A child's toy is thrown away. Too broken to repair. Me by, as if some force had tied me down. Another pants has staked the ground. I'll come back strong, I promise you. The soul of me has changed. My soul's attacked the rest of me. It's more than rearranged. It's true. It's true. It's true. Contender. And all the falls have turned them down. And for what?
Situated on the Bow River, approximately 81 kilometers east of the Front Ranges of the Canadian Rockies.
Hey, Dad, get out of here!
Okay, just give me a second.
If you want to get down and dirty and rock the f*** out, come to the Sled Island Music and Arts Festival June 19th to 22nd.
Sounds like a good time.
Dad!
Sorry.
They got bands that were big before you were even born.
Oh, really?
The Jesus!
Oh, he'll be there?
And Mary Chain.
Oh.
Explosions in the Sky.
Where?
Swans, Divine Fits, Joel Plaskett, Emergency, Ice Age, Mac DeMarco, and over 250 bands, plus film, art, and comedy, and 30-plus venues. Festival passes on sale at SledIsland.com.
Ooh, I may have to visit this SledIsland.com.
Dad, if you don't leave, I'm gonna clock you right in the face!
You're gonna clock me? Let's fight.
The Sled Island Music and Arts Festival, bringing families together since whenever it started.
Open Gangnam Style.
Thanks for tuning in. This is CITR Radio. My name's Matt Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, is what you're hearing wherever you may be. CITR broadcasts on the internet. So if you're, let's paint a scenario here. You're in your car, you're driving home from work. You're like, oh, I just want to get indoors. I don't have a radio inside. Sorry, I can't listen anymore. Well, don't worry, you have the computer inside, so you can go inside, fix yourself a drink, put on the computer, crank up your speakers, and keep listening to this show. I hope you enjoyed that, if you're a fan of heavy music at the very least, and maybe it scared off a few other listeners, but in any event, that's a real favourite band of mine from Adelaide, South Australia. The Mark of Cain, very, very intense heavy music, Angry. That record came out in 1995, and was produced by the great Henry Rollins, who's a huge fan of the band, and so well regarded are they that John Stainer from Helmet, the drummer, discovered them, and he decided to join the Mark of Cain as their drummer. So he's of course in hot demand as one of the world's great drummers. So he tours around with Battles, and I think he plays in one of Mike Patton's bands. So occasionally he'll fly back down to Australia to record with the Mark of Cain and tour. And I wanted to play that for Chris Bassaraba of Bass One Guitars. Again, thanks, Chris, for the great work you did on the guitar I brought in. And thanks for letting me know about some of the local music here in the city of Vancouver in the punk and hardcore scene. Now, there's a band called Sparkmarker. And I haven't done a lot of research yet, but I just know that this band was around. Well, and maybe they're still around. Excuse my ignorance. They might still be around, but they were a fixture of the punk and hardcore scene, at least in the 90s. And I found a CD. It's Live at Thunderbird Radio Hell. CITR Radio is the Live at Thunderbird Hell is a special live show that's produced here weekly. There's huge archives, of course, of recorded content. And I found the Sparkmarker Live at Thunderbird Radio Hell, November 14th, 1991. So I'm going to play for you a track called Courage from Sparkmarker, a local Vancouver punk hardcore band. Again, thanks to Chris Bassaraba of Bass One Guitars. Look them up online. You'll see some of the great work that Chris does building custom-built guitars and doing fine luthier work. He's in a shop just off Main Street too. So here's a recommendation from Chris, and I'll do more of a feature on these guys in due course, but I was just kind of excited to find this live CD and find out what it sounds like, because it was recorded right here in the studio many years ago. Here it is. This is Sparkmarker, Live Thunderbird Radio Hell, November 14th, 1991.
Courage.
Courage, the song.
If you have it.
Fear the fact is reaching.
you can see it. If only you can see it, you can tell me what it looks like. Just the same, however, I crucified forever. That's the truth, I don't know. That's the truth, I don't know. That's the truth, I don't know. We'll find it. Stop and go.
But you vinyl heads, y'all are getting out of hand, bro. Y'all are getting out of hand.
Attention vinyl bros and brodettes. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair takes place Saturday, May 18th and Sunday, May 19th.
No matter how many records I buy, I can't fill this void.
Be sure to head down to the Cambrian Hall at 215 East 17th Avenue from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and get your hands on some of the rarest and best records Vancouver has to offer. For more info, go to vinylrecordfair.com.
Okay, welcome back. This is CITR Radio. Real rarity there from the archives of the Thunderbird Radio Hell show, live at Thunderbird Radio Hell, which is the long-running show here that broadcasts wonderful local talent, live music. So that was Sparkmarker, local punk hardcore band going back to November 14th, 1991. And did you recognize that little voice at the start? I believe that was probably Nardwuar. I didn't realize he actually hosted the show for some time. That must have been Nardwuar's voice. Anyway, it's time to play Nardwuar in record form, The Evaporators. Nardwuar and I did a bit of a record swap. I gave him a 7-inch of the Master's Apprentices, a great 60s band, rock and roll band from Australia. And in return, he gave me a couple of 7-inches. I'm going to play one today, The Evaporators, I'm Going to France, 7-inch. I'm going to play for you all of side one, I'm Going to France, Nardwuar versus Michael Gorbachev and Winnipeg 64. And another week, we'll play The Smugglers, because I've also got here a copy, thanks to Nardwuar as a gift, The Smugglers' debut, 7-inch as well. So here it is, off 7-inch, this is Nardwuar with The Evaporators, and I'm Going to France.
The Statue of Liberty was donated to the United States of America by France, and therefore, I'm going to France.
I'm going to France. I'm going to France. I'm going to France. I'm going to France. I'm going to France. I don't think so. I'm going to France. I don't think so. I'm going to France. I'm going to France.
earlier today at a news conference at Science World, a reporter from UBC's CITR radio, who was wearing a toque, threw an oddball question at Gorbachev. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Narvor from CITR radio. First off, Dershne Rockin U Slobodny Svet.
What is this? What's your question?
That was keep on rocking in the free world in Russia. And I was also wondering, of all the political figures that Dr. Gorbachev has encountered, who has the largest pants?
Thank you very much. Gorbachev took the nonsense in stride, looking a little confused and a little bemused. The man was questioned by the RCMP, but appears to have been properly accredited for the news conference.
The quid. The jury. The Devrons featuring Burton Cummins. The Squires. The Squires! The Squires! Winnipeg 64. In the great Canadian Shield, where the bear and a bison blow, there once was a man named Neil. He used to be a squire. Aurora, Back with the Sultan, was such a great song. Better than anything Dinosaur Jr. ever covered. Winnipeg 64! Winnipeg 64! Winnipeg 64! You played sock hops, armories, and legions with such zest. Come on, guy, you know the squires were the best. Winnipeg 64, 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 Winnipeg. Hey, Neil. Did you know Pierre Burton once had you on his knee? You know Pierre Burton, a 70-year-old Canadian? Your dad wrote sports for the Globe and Mail. Rick James may have been your friend in the minibirds, but did you know that Chuck and the Young Fresh Fellows once went to a urinal with you in Winnipeg 64! Winnipeg 64! Winnipeg 64! Winnipeg 64! Winnipeg 64! Because you were a squire.
I still want to
chop down the palm tree and it landed on its back.
Welcome back. This is CITR Radio. There it is, the voice of Nardwuar and the Evaporators. I had to play that because Nardwuar and I did a bit of a 7-inch swap. He gave me this one. Nardwuar's I'm Going to France, the Evaporators. That's all of side A. We'll play side B another time maybe. And also, I've got a Smuggler 7-inch that he gifted me as well in exchange for a Master's Apprentices CD. 7-inch single that Nardwuar now owns. And I just heard that he might be interviewing Tame Impala, the really amazing band from Perth, Western Australia. So that might be coming up in his show soon. This is CITR Radio. I'm going to be right back with a really fascinating interview with Alex Alagria. He is the director of the Mariachi Festival Canada, which is based here in Vancouver. And it's the only mariachi festival in the country, and it's on this weekend. And if you live in Vancouver, you have a chance to go catch it. It's going to be a wonderful experience. So we're going to change change of pace here from garage rock through to the lush sounds of Mexican mariachi music. So I'll be right back after this, and we'll get into that change of pace. This is CITR Radio.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Refreshing indeed. It's just wonderful to be able to do a show like this and be able to go from 1 minute Australian hardcore through to Canadian garage rock and then into Mexican mariachi music at the drop of a hat. And that's a very wide-brimmed hat, of course. We're talking about mariachi music. Very identifiable, not only for the sound, but of course the beautiful costumes, the traditional costumes that are used in mariachi singing. The beautiful, you know, white shirts, black jackets, gold lapels, and the huge black wide-brimmed hat. And you're going to see a lot of those around in Vancouver this weekend because it is the Mariachi Festival Canada, which is based in this part of the country. I had the good fortune today to chat with Alex Alagria. He is bringing this musical extravaganza to the city, and he's been doing so for the last few years. And it's a real gift to the city. He is an immigrant from Mexico, and he started from scratch as a busker doing mariachi music right here on the streets of Vancouver. Just himself, absolutely no support. And he was joined by others along the way to the point where he was able to form his own mariachi group called Los Dorados. And amazingly, he's going to mention this. All members of the band are still together from the very beginning, and that's over 10 years, and that's amazing. It's more than just a three-piece punk band, you know. This is like, I'm counting on the front of the CD here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven mariachi musicians in Los Dorados. So let's air this interview now. I chatted with Alex Alagria. He's a director of the Mariachi Festival, and I asked him first of all about the origins of mariachi music, where it came from in Mexico. What exactly is it? And then he'll speak about his direct involvement. So here it is. This is Alex Alagria, director of the Mariachi Festival. Hey, a very special guest, Alex Alagria. He is the main figurehead behind the Mariachi Festival, which is taking place in Vancouver on Saturday. Thanks for calling through, Alex.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, no problem at all. It's really wonderful to talk to you. This is a real world-class festival that's held this weekend, but not only in Vancouver. You've pioneered this festival yourself. We'll talk about the festival soon, but I just wanted to give people some background about mariachi music generally. Would you say it is indigenous music from Mexico?
Definitely, yes. This indigenous music that was born around the 1600s to worship the gods back in the day. And originally, it was first, the music was instrumental. And then in the Aztec language, they added some lyrics. And when the Spaniards came to Mexico, some of the songs were rescued. And we did the songs in Spanish, what we do right now. The music evolution has grown, and the mariachi has become very popular, first in Mexico, and then through television and movies, it became popular pretty much everywhere.
Absolutely. I mean, everyone's very familiar, too, with the sound and also the costumes. The costume of the mariachi, when did that part come in?
The costume of the mariachi comes from the word is charro. Charro is the person who owns the land, who owns the ranches, and usually is a very well-spoken person and very rich person. So all the outfits are made of gold or silver, the authentic original outfit. So what they did is that they took that image of the charro as the image of the mariachi in 1929, when the mariachis were introduced to national television in Mexico, to have a very nice, clean, and elegant face of the musicians.
Okay, and that sort of point occurred when the music moved from being more of a rural tradition to being more of an urban tradition. Is that when that sort of transition might have happened?
The thing is that before that, everything was more like rural and everything was more like for a small town. Hmm. But it started to become very, very famous. And the Mexican person at that time he became in love with this kind of music, and he invited one of the mariachis to move to Mexico City. And then when he did that, he requested that these groups were introduced to national television. So when that happened, he wanted to present a group that looked really elegant, because that would be the new image of the Mexican identity.
And I mean, it's been very successful, because it really is what people identify with. You know, Mexican culture is mariachi, like, globally.
Exactly, yeah, that's the image that I represent the country, pretty much.
And image is one thing, but there's still, behind it, is still incredible music. And I noticed that vocally, like, vocals are always profoundly important, and it's interesting that there's not necessarily one lead singer, as distinct in a lot of Western music.
Exactly, that's one of the beautiful things about this ensemble, that most of these musicians, they play, but they also perform and sing, enriches the whole scenario. They do great harmonies with vocals, and they also do like a duet or a solo singer. So it's a very unique ensemble where we can go from very traditional to cumbias, rancheras, and of course classical as well.
And that really implies a huge range of emotion as well in the subject matter of the songs.
Definitely. One of the things that I very recognize for mariachi music is that it can be very sentimental, very painful, very dramatic, very loving, but also extremely very happy.
Absolutely. That incredible. That is traditional mariachi music. That is a Vancouver band called Los Dorados, spelled LOSDORADOS. Just amazing. And this is a little tidbit because you'll be able to hear more of Los Dorados and some more world-class mariachi singing and music this weekend at the Mariachi Festival Canada. That's if you're lucky enough to be here in Vancouver this weekend, of course. It is on the Vogue Theatre at 918 Granville Street tomorrow, May 18th, 2013. And I'm speaking today with Alex Alagria. He is the director of this festival and also a member of that band, Los Dorados. So let's get into the second part of the interview. And I actually ask in this part about, there's a gentleman named Darcy. He is a proprietor of a pub named Mr. Brownstone's Pub off Main Street, or on Main Street. And he's quite a patron of the arts. He's a huge mariachi fan, and he assisted Los Dorados to produce this record that we just played from. He's the reason I discovered these guys. So thanks so much, Darcy. And let's get back into this next part of the interview. So once again, this is Alex Alagria. He is the director of Mariachi Festival Vancouver. To be more specific, Mariachi Festival Canada, because this is the only one. It is the Mariachi Festival. It happens to be born and bred in this part of the country. Yourself, how did you... So you are a national, of course, of Mexico. When did you arrive in Canada?
I arrived in Canada in 1996. And in 1997, I started to play mariachi music on my own on the street in Vancouver. And eventually, I met a couple guys, and they joined me, and the group decided to grow. By 2003, we formed the group called Mariachi Los Dorados. And ever since, the group is starting to become quite known in the city. And eventually, the idea came out of putting together an international mariachi festival featuring mariachis, dancers, and performers from Mexico and other countries, just to bring more tradition, more history, sounds, and colors of Mexico to this beautiful country.
Mm, absolutely. And I mean, you in this part, in Western Canada, it definitely, you know, you started everything here and you built it from scratch. Is there people in elsewhere, like in the East, that you're aware of as well? Like, I know you want to make this festival cross the whole country eventually. How is that looking, as the prospect of that?
The idea of making this festival across the country is getting there. When we started at the beginning, it was very small, and it was only in Vancouver. Now we have done the whole province. Next year, we already have bookings and reservations for adding Alberta, and we are planning to go from west to east. And yes, the plan is there. Regarding the mariachis in other provinces, I know that there are some in Ontario and Montreal. I don't know how big they are and how often they perform, but for sure, this is the only recognized mariachi festival in the country. And I say it recognized because we get the approval from the Mariachi Association in Guadalajara. And right now, for example, we have the Master Mariachi, who is the director, the musical director of the International Mariachi Festival in Guadalajara, the land of the mariachis. So he is here with us tonight and during the festival, helping us to direct, musically speaking, the whole festival. Mariachi is very, very famous lately. It's getting a lot of international recognition, and there's a lot of countries that are very interested to bring their team to represent the teams in this amazing festival.
And you yourself as well are playing in Los Dorados. What can you tell me about the band itself? So you formed, I mean, originally, as you were saying, you were a busker. And did the people who joined you eventually in Los Dorados come from that busking scene as well? Or how did the band come about?
I started as a busker on the streets, and then a couple of guys joined to me, and then we put together this group. And I'm very happy because after 10 years, everyone is still in the group, especially those guys who started with me. And the group, I'm very proud of this group, because it's a half Mexican. It's actually 4 Mexican-born and 8 Canadian-born. And they all play the instrument and they all sing in Spanish. So this is one of the most beautiful things that we have, and one of the things that makes this group unique.
I discovered you through Darcy, who is a proprietor of a pub on Main Street, Mr. Brownstone's. How is he involved, Darcy?
the thing is that our friend Darcy, we met him when we were doing a series of performances around Main Street, and he was one of these persons who became, we baptized him in the mariachi music. He became very involved with the music, and originally he asked me for a CD, and we didn't have a CD, so he said that he would help us to promote the music because he was in love with the music. And he told me a very nice story that since he was very little, he had the opportunity to visit Mexico, and the first time he heard mariachi, he became in love with the music, and ever since, he collects mariachi music. So he's a very talented person, so he helped us, and he produced our first album.
Wow, that's really amazing, like to find a person with that passion here, yeah.
And you know what, it's not he was one of the first ones, but he's not the only one. We are very proud to find Canadians that are in love for this music. The thing is that this music is very passionate, and once you hear the music, you get stuck with the music in your head and in your heart. And we are very pleased to Darcy Marchenko that he's been always supporting us and helping us to grow as a team, and also to keep promoting this amazing music, mariachi music.
Hmm. Oh, well, that's wonderful. Hello, Darcy. I'm sure you're listening. That's really wonderful to hear a local champion of the arts, specifically something as beautiful as mariachi, which, as you say, opens the heart. And Vancouver residents, you can expect to attend, if you so wish, the Mariachi Festival this weekend at the Vogue Theatre. And now, something unique about this year is you're celebrating women in music too. Okay, so that was Alex Alagria. He is the proprietor, director of the Mariachi Festival. I actually just trailed that off. Actually, the special celebration of women in music was last year for the Mariachi Festival. But this year is going to be incredible. You can catch it at the Vogue Theatre at 918 Granville Street here in Vancouver. Featuring, we've got visiting mariachis, of course, from Mexico and from Texas, USA, and here, Los Dorados from Vancouver. And we just played a little bit of Los Dorados before. Let's play another track from the Mariachi Los Dorados CD. And let's play track number 9, La Ilorona. This is mariachi music that you can hear in Vancouver this weekend at the Mariachi Festival. Thanks so much to Alex for phoning through, Alex Alagria. Wonderful to chat with you. And let's get back into some more mariachi music.
Yo te vi, salías del pueblo un día, llorona, cuando al pasar yo te vi. Vestido blanco llevabas, llorona, que la Virgen te creí. Vestido blanco llevabas, llorona, que la Virgen te creí.
You're hearing the sounds there of traditional mariachi music from Mexico. And if you're here at Vancouver, you can catch Mariachi Los Dorados, that band you're hearing, at the Vancouver... Well, it's at the Mariachi Festival Canada here in Vancouver. The Vogue Theatre tomorrow, Saturday the 18th. So, yeah, really lovely to chat with Alex Lagria there. Interview. He is the director of the festival and also a member of Los Dorados. So, real change of pace for the show today for traditional Mexican music. Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into the Canadian music up next.
Attention, class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
Welcome back. This is CITR Radio and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. My name's Matt. You can catch this show online anytime by going to ozstrandedradio.com with a whole huge big batch of podcasts there. There's 151 now, official podcasts of the show. And there's a Twitter feed, at ozstranded. If you want to keep in touch that way, feel free to send a message too on email. There's a contact on the show blog there, ozstrandedradio.com. Time to play some Canadian music now. It's sad to hear that the City Streets are no more. The City Streets are a real favorite of mine. They've been one of the great indie rock outfits that Canada has produced in the last decade. They hail from Edmonton, but spent the last few years in the very busy musical city of Montreal, where they were able to gig a lot. They produced some fine music, and they were real great guys. I had a chance to get to know bass player Matt Letty in particular. And it's sad to hear that they've called it the day. Their drummer, I believe, is going back to school. But Matt and the singer are actually staying together. They're going to be called the Eternal Husbands. It's going to be their new project. Rick Reed and Mac Letty are going to be the Eternal Husbands. But there's one last album on the way. It's actually been officially released. It's their swan song. The album's called Pretenders. And the entire album is being streamed on exclaim.ca if you want to hop on board that website. I'm going to give you a little preview now. I'm going to play for you at least a couple of tracks. So Pretenders, let's see here. Exclaim, it says it's released as a free download on the band's website on May 14th, which has just passed. And for those who purchase the album for $10, they'll receive a 30-song collection of B-sides called Courageously Failing, which spans between 2005 and 2012. Here it is. This is the City Streets for their final album. Let's kick it off with track one, One Last Moment Sometime.
I'm waiting for you here. You come to me again in my bed, breathing heavy, exhale with the cold wind. Rattle in my window. Oh death, where have you been all my life? Oh death, you give me certainty, some ominous comfort, leave me with terror. I will turn into something. Oh, you shake me and you make me stay straight in the face before you let me wake. Can I stay a while before you take me? My most faithful lover comes to me every night, wraps my heart in cold, cold ice. Leads my soul to doubt everything in this life except me. I wake up and I'm paralyzed, and I know that I won't be alive after one last moment sometime. I wake up and I'm paralyzed, and I know that I won't be alive after one last moment sometime. One last moment sometime.
Feel from your eyes. graveyard or suicide. At school I'm a chug, in the street I'm a thug, in the bank I'm a welfare free ride. I feel like I'm disappearing, I'm scared that I've always been gone. I feel like the part that they throw away from an animal slaughtered in its cage. My grandma was made Catholic. They were so young when the nuns cut off her beautiful hair. They beat her 'cause she was left-handed. I agree that the devil was there. In the residential schools of Lower Canada. Come without shame.
With my song make you sad, it's 'cause we both know that there's nothing like the first time. Well, I learned it the hardest way, but wanting leads us further astray. But to go without is terrible. Years on end without shame, I wanted glory, not the fame. Oh, lies we tell ourselves. Well, how can I fear death but not the blackout? In a oblivion I can't stand out. And everyone secretly believes the difference. What I have to give up to survive makes me feel less alive. Youth has been my currency. I'm running out, will you run out on me? You and me are kids, when they do things you can't do anymore. And it breaks your heart when they give up what you never could. What I have to give up to survive makes me feel less alive. Youth has been my currency, but now you run out on me. What I have to give up to survive makes me feel less alive. Youth has been my currency, run out, you run out on me. I don't know.
Get your Midweek Roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
Hello, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. My name's Matt. Thanks for listening. Three tracks in a row there from the City Streets, a band that are sadly no longer with us. They've broken up. The drummer has gone back to school. But Matt Letty and Rick Reed will be continuing with their project called The Eternal Husbands. And I've been notified they're going to be recording in Vancouver later this year. So the spirit lives on, but the City Streets themselves are no more. And they have one last album to present to the world. It's called Pretenders, and I played for you three tracks from that record: One Last Moment Sometime, White Lies, and the title track Pretenders. White Lies is a remarkable track that's speaking to the shameful history of residential schools in Canada as it relates to the Indigenous people. So just here on the exclaim.ca website, where you can see, you can listen to the entire album streamed. The album was recorded with Jesse Gardner at The Hive near Vancouver. And inspirations include Big Star, the Red House Painters, as well as the band's own tumultuous history. Much of the material draws on folk traditions, which also delves into the spikier and more atmospheric terrain. So, hope you enjoyed that. Another band that you can find streamed on exclaim.ca is OK Vancouver OK. And the big release for the album Food, Shelter, Water is on this weekend at Astorino's, Saturday the 18th here in Vancouver. OK Vancouver OK are going on a huge tour across the country and overseas. You can catch them at Astorino's and Vancouver tomorrow night. Let's play a couple more tracks from the OK Vancouver OK latest release, Food, Shelter and Water. Let's start with At Home in the Garden and then Camping, two very good outdoorsy songs for this time of year. Thank you.
Summertime and the river shines. Friends are there in the river. I love her. I love her. I love her. Let's go camping. Let's go camping. Let's go camping. Let's go. The mountainside, the snow up there, the time rushed by inside of each rapid.
Okay, so we're back here on CITR Radio, and a couple of tracks there from OK Vancouver, OK, from the record called Food, Shelter, Water. It's a great release, and it streams, the whole thing streams on the exclaim.ca website, so that's exciting. And they are playing at Astorino's, the new venue that is being operated by the Safe Amp Society. Here in Vancouver, they do a lot of great advocacy for the all ages music scene, and so that show is on tomorrow, Saturday the 18th, as is the Mariachi Festival Canada that's playing tomorrow at the Vogue. And if you missed today's show or most of it, you can catch the podcast at ausstrandedradio.com, including my interview with Alex Alegria, who is director of the Mariachi Festival Vancouver. Great Mexican, traditional Mexican indigenous music. Okay, so that's about it. David from African Rhythms is getting set up as we speak. And I want to play a favorite track of mine. I didn't get to this at the start of the show. I played for you some tracks from The Mark of Cain, a really great hardcore band from Adelaide, Australia. And I wanted to play the final track off that album as we leave, called LMA. This is one of my most favorite tracks. Beautiful, heavy track, but inspired by great depth of feeling, and it's quite beautiful, with the great Rickenbacker guitar from John Scott and intense vocals. This is The Mark of Cain from 1995 from the Ill at Ease Records. The song's called LMA. Bye for now.
summertime. Make the intro every time. You are ignorance in a dress. Powerless. Me too. A flash of blue under the stairs. All the times I could have cared. All the time to have with you. I know where I'd rather be. With you. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why. Indian Pokemon in the summertime. Brings me into every time. It's you. It's you. Did you ever think that you would be dead at 25, daisies at your feet, LMA? Did you ever think that you would be dead at 25, daisies at your feet, LMA?
Nothing at all? How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.